Jack.
Patients over heart units. New jeans.
The newest.
I've got friends with them.
What? My question for them, can you say it?
Yeah.
I wanna, I make them like this. Trace is just really nice to
Yeah.
me. They are nice too, actually.
Wow, it's alright. Trace is a bit more outgoing.
Outgoing.
Yeah,
Yes, he's supposed to rem.
Trace is more like, you know, he's more, I don't know, he's a bit square, if you know what I mean.
What, in the way she dresses or the way she acts?
Both, really.
She's not square in the way she acts.
No, she's not. You put butter in it. Dip of butter in.
You don't.
She do.
Oh.
me about it. Imagine grandpa with his face got in the shit. Hold on.
Yeah, I think mine would like to think she did, but.
Mandy,
should we go sit down?
Is Mandy strong, do you reckon?
No, not really.
This is Tina Murray, whatever she's called, strong.
No. Both a bit, you know.
On the weak side.
Yeah.
Are you being honest, Jeff? I'm gonna go downtown this afternoon, but I'm not going to go down with. I'm gonna go down by myself.
Go down with Jeff?
No, she's looking at Sarah's.
Oh, pardon me.
Say it in the physical. If I sleep at someone else's house, she flips and doesn't speak to me for 3 days. But she goes off, you know. I don't mind that at all, but it's just the fact that she's so hypocritical.
What did she say something to her?
Oh, she pushes a
I let her just stagger off, but you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I get spoken to for a month. Everyone goes on my side now because they realise she's just pathetic.
How's Hingham Bob?
Oh, was that Rachel? Cleansing Rachel.
Mm. Where's this coffee?
Oh, sorry, it's out on the side.
What?
It's out on the side.
It's really weird. What are you talking about then?
I'm talking about it. £1,000 overdrawn. You wouldn't like that, would you? Would you?
Alright, then keep the stupid money.
Thank you, little sister. Do you have an evil face?
You then. You've got a nest on your head.
God, I let it slip today.
Did you?
I do. Okay, so Jo. Oh, I found my wallet from the cinema. Alright. She goes, what? I found my wallet from the cinema. And she goes, what? Why did you leave your wallet at the cinema? I goes. And she goes, oh, that can't be true. She goes, oh, that can't be true. Just making up a load of bull. Because you even went to the cinema. I thought, oh, should I leave it at that or not? Because she'll think I'm lying. I was, but you know, I wasn't. I was telling the truth. But I had to lie anyway, because otherwise she's going to be even more aware. I was going to tell her truth, and I go, when we went to meet Terry and Paul from the cinema. And she went, oh, but how did you lose it in there? And I goes, what? She goes, how did you lose it in there? And I goes, what? She goes, oh, don't worry. I was pretending not to hear what she was saying, because she misses it after a while. I thought,
Pardon me.
She went, someone nicked. Don't, because it makes such a noise. Put it down. No, because it makes such a noise when you pick it up.
Pardon me.
What was I going to say? So anyway. Can I smell it? So, listen.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh yeah, someone nicked a fiver out of it. Never handed it in, must have taken a fiver and gone off with it.
Out of what?
My wallet.
You didn't leave it in there or anything.
I did! I dropped it out of my pocket. It must have done.
What, a fiver on its own? Not your wallet?
No, my wallet. And someone handed it in and they'd taken a fiver out of it and gone, ooh.
Where did...
Not air, but you know.
Where did... Where did they hand it in? How did you get it back?
That happened over to the cinema. I said, my daughter's lost my wallet. She left it here. Has anyone handed in the wallet? And they went, yes, passed it over. No, there's a fiver missing.
Oh, I didn't know you lost it. When did you get back to the cinema?
I must have told Joe instead of you, I think.
When did you get back to the cinema then?
My dad went down there after work last night.
Uh-huh. They probably took it out themselves. Oh my god, that is not funny.
Oh, she's checking out my school jumper. Look at the state of it. Okay, if you come here, I'll stand it up. No, really, it's alright.
No, it's not.
Sorry, I won't wear them tomorrow because this one got muddy in hockey today anyway. Oh no, guess what? On. I've got cross country tomorrow. First lesson.
Oh, Tracy's
country.
Right, you know Tracy drew my face?
Yeah.
Well, she was squashing me and she squashed me right here. Did you know what she had nerves to say after this? Oh, sorry, love, did I hurt you?
I take it you and Tracy are not getting on. Are you? I'm not. No. A bit and a bit not. Mm-hmm. You're never getting on. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you could have anything on this page, what would it be? I'd get them and give them to Thingamabob.
I'd have,
No, I'd get up there and give Thingamabob because it says men.
Lovely. I'd get that big box of chocolates, I think, and stuff them. Or that Rolo. No. I don't want anything. It's all I like those heart socks. Oh, them ones. Them socks. Oh, I'd have that, actually.
That's what I said.
It's men, but I mean, I'd have that one. Yes.
Well, by the time you've read this, another 28 children will have died in the third world.
Oh! Ew!
Sam!
No comment?
Dead and alive, Jason London. Who the hell is Jason London?
I don't know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Neighbours, going live, he said this anyway. Jason Donovan and Madonna. Nothing much here.
Just see if it's a Valentine's thing.
Oh my god. Valentine's Day extravaganza.
Where's the costume written about?
Who's that card from? Oh god, how do you find who's the card from? Who's that card from? Right, rule one. Open your card as soon as possible it arrives. Place and spend as little time as possible studying the cover. It will be crap.
Is that what it says?
Yeah! All Valentine's cards are puppies, kittens, hearts, flowers and rude cartoons. So look inside immediately. No, fooled you. Get in there, girl. It could be this genuine article.
Your face went crap.
If there is a name signed inside the card, you've got a 90% chance of it's a hoax. No one signs their name front of the card. Yes, scheming bitches sign other boys' names in cards to try and wind up you. But what does it matter? It's got swear words in it.
No.
Anyway. Like, how is it? Valentina. So there's an eerie silence to him, it didn't pass and didn't start snickering. Right, have you got that? You've done it. You've got a card. Whoever said, obviously fact is this pants socks of you. Problem is, you don't know who it is. Follow Vicky McCarthy, she'll track him down. Oh, she'll never make a job with... God, that's rude.
I have one of them! Not last year. We only a little couple of years. What is Andrew Horner? Andrew who?
Steinman.
Oh, them balls.
My own cheer up.
Look at them balls.
Suck them.
Right, you alone.
Green girl, call me. You alone.
Oh, Lord.
Here I am.
Don't cry.
Places to pull. If you want to meet that fella, he's scientifically tied and twisted, listed in order of ability. In the places you're most likely to find them. Rave, club, disco, dance, anywhere that involves shaking your thang.
Thang.
Thing.
Thang.
Thang.
That's what I asked.
Shake your thing.
Two.
School. Party. Two. Introduce to your friends the My Mate Fancies You technique. Almost anywhere of the questions of the following were mentioned. Ice drink, karaoke contest, library, bowling alley, fast food, joint, camping, bus stop, work.
Bus stop.
Fun affair. The conclusion you came was you can meet your boyfriend almost anywhere, but he thinks you let's see him dancing. Foot. What's foot mean? Foot. Not got a date.
Oh. There you go.
That's something to do with me.
Ah!
You're right. Oh my, oh, I just wrecked it. It's not funny, it's what Tracy did to me. She's broken it. Oh, look.
If you have any of those, Valentine's Day, if someone's concerned you any of that stuff, what would you get sent?
Ben, gizmo.
No, only five things. Right,
I'll pick when you pick one. Like, it doesn't matter if it's the same but thing. Like, first of all, gizmo.
First of all. Yeah.
Secondly, survival kit led with shampoo, conditioners, and more from pineapple.
Secondly. Those earrings, no. Secondly, that straw.
Thirdly, the art of kissing.
Thirdly,
and
the art.
How to give people hugs.
Yeah, thirdly, the art of kissing and how to give people hugs.
Fourthly, two sloppy love albums, approximately 7 out of 10 by Death Manual.
Is that a cake in there?
Yeah. Teeny weeny, I love you, cake.
Teeny weeny, I love you, Kate.
Red or Dead Made in England bag.
That teddy.
Kiss me.
I'd
have that loving feeling, Sixth Sense.
Then I'd have them leggings.
Yeah, no, I'd have them leggings. And then I'd have everything
else. Well, I'd have everything else.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, wow, that's true.
Andrew, show me heaven. I can't see that map.
No,
no. Well, is there something to me then?
Oh, never got to
what
Joe did.
David. I've just seen the word David.
Never guess what Joe did.
What?
She phoned up Ben about Caroline going at him, and she goes, Ben, does Lewis like Jessica? This is it, right? She's in the canteen, and she's going. I'm putting on this really stupid laugh. I asked him what's wrong. She goes. Right. She, and literally, this is how bad she was faking. She was going, you know, like this. She goes, no.
How long am I reading it?
She goes, oh, I just hate it. I asked Ben if Lewis liked you. All I got from his brother in my head is, do you like Lewis, Jess? Jess? Okay, they killed her, seriously.
I don't want to read this. Oh my gosh. Right, what star sign are you?
Oh god, Aquarius. Ages ago. Lucky date, February the 14th. What happened on February the 14th?
That was Valentine's.
Nothing.
Yes, it did.
What?
Yes, it did.
Shannon said no, yeah.
Shannon said no, Joan finished with Neil. And I got my flowers.
No, that's my lucky day, you prat, not yours.
Yeah, well, it wasn't your lucky day.
Well,
I'm sulking.
No, Joe is sulking down my ear half the night.
Right.
You know, doesn't hear the things, alright? She still goes, she does it all the time. No one else who wears someone's mask a lot more than I never need
to.
Oh,
what was my lucky day was February the 15th.
That was on the Saturday. And Joe was around.
We had, that physio room. She never buys that, does she? Just gets up to about 10 hours. Right. Next weekend, from the heart.
Are you going to watch some of the pops?
No, I'm going to go upstairs in a minute. I'm not going to Rupert's room, what like his room, watch it. Is that right? Should we turn this up and listen to it?
No, don't listen to it. You have to just keep it running now.
All the time?
Yes. Yeah, it's been rewound about 5 times to tape over Rupert's swearing. You just have to leave it now. Play it back when the tape's finished.
Right.
That's the best thing to do, and otherwise it would just be all jumpy.
How long have we got? Oh, but not even halfway through the tape yet. Do you want to go upstairs for a bit?
If you like.
Do we have to take it with us?
We'll put it in the sitting room.
Yeah. Let's see, I'm sure it's a bit.
You're taking part in an experiment. For the Oxford University being taped for a week.
What?
For a week. I've got all the things here about it, like £25 worth of Marks and Spencer's vouchers. It's called the National Treasury of Spoken English.
What does it do?
It's all normally. I want you to take it to work with you as well and get just general office conversation, nothing private or anything like that. Just sort of leave it and do it for a couple of sides, 90 minutes or something.
Who supplies all the tapes?
I've got two boxes.
Well, they give them to you.
Loads of batteries, brand new ones, yeah.
You don't pay for it.
What, and they give you that?
Yeah. Don't keep
them. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, this conversation, you have to remember to write the time down. It's just the first side of the
tape. Jessica's already
turned it over.
Yeah. You seem to write date, chocolate, and time.
But I get £25 worth of Marks and Spencer's vouchers. I do it for a week.
So
we would stop it about 5 times because Rupert's swearing.
I'm sure they get more than that.
Oh no, I doubt it.
What's he shouting about anyway?
This rave thing.
Can't get in on the guest list.
Simon phoned him up.
He wouldn't stay in for Dad either. Dad said he'd phone at half six.
Dad wanted to phone him and he wouldn't stay in.
He simply said to me, just because Dad's out playing golf, I'm not having him ruining my evening. So Dad phoned up.
He can't possibly be playing golf till 6:30 at night anyway.
Dad was just getting from work at 6:30, you know.
So if he told him
what Dad, everything he said and told him not to lend him any money. Because he's going to phone up Dad, he said, but ask to borrow some money. But Dad said there's no way I'm lending him anyway, because he's just had that £300, didn't he?
What? How was your day?
Fine. Yeah. Skipped on building society, patting me around all day. I get a mortgage offer out. Finally got it agreed at 4:30. And it's just insane. It's just been on the phone almost permanently to them for 2 days. Pain in the arse.
Stupid. Times when not to record would generally be either when you are on your own, obviously, or whilst playing sport, or during a cinema, film, or theatre.
It's quite good though, isn't it, that I get that, just the taping conversations.
Yeah. I suppose so, yeah, I mean...
Do you think they... come from Russia or something, do you?
Oh,
I knew he'd be a bit worried.
I'd do it.
Conversation, don't you?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, sorry, Jack.
Oh, Janet. Just write down this
one. Regional accent for Brian. Thank you.
eyes.
Are you going to find out the time of Kenny's tour? Number one is my most all-time favourite record. Stay. Have you heard it?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
It's alright.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah, we don't have to do anything.
sci-fi comedy action this evening at 9 o'clock on BBC Two.
This is like knowing you've got MTV in your sitting room there almost. No, it won't escape just how much blind test you need. Which so far has been...
Absolutely!
No, so far, all he said is... No, we go to the dark. Exactly what it is. Hello, all right? Why not? Because I thought it was okay. Oh. How is your day? Well, the Skipton Building Society are a pain in the arse. And he's not going to say a bloody word for the rest of the evening. He's going to stick this hand in his neck and I shall shoot him.
One of the highlights of today's play at Albert Square.
So did I. I just got to check the pen at the table. I hate television.
I hate football
on the television. Because all you can hear is, I can't bear it. I really can't. It's not the game I object to, it's the word.
Ah, not so far. Joey Reed.
Where can I find him?
Harrison, by the side of the estate. Squatting in a flat here. One the council forgot about. Number 1A. Been there since his mother did.
Cheers, honey.
You know, maybe it was better when people like you and me just didn't talk to each other.
How you feeling, Mr. Dawes? Believe me, I'm not Mr. Dawes.
You gonna tell us what
Robbie's 10 and a half, isn't it?